This is number 12 of the Supernatural Spirit Magic School, which is giving real magic to devotees of Harry Potter who want to be wizards, or to the Lord of the Rings buffs who want to be like Gandalf or Saruman or Sauron, or those people who've seen the Doctor Strange film and want to be like Tim Riefat, a real Doctor Strange. Now, in the last MP3, we talked about setting up the ceremonial magic to invoke and evoke supernatural spirits. And supernatural spirits, of course, are simply dark energy matter entities. And according to physicists, 96%, and now they've changed to 93% of the universe is dark energy matter, which affects the world in terms of gravity. Now, occultists, like myself, know that supernatural spirits, the dark energy matter realms and their entities, not only affect and have gravitational effects on the real world, but actually influence the real world on a mundane level. How is this possible? Well, the dark energy matter realm, or realms, because according to the shamans, there are seven different types of realm. So instead of having one multiverse, there are seven different multiverses of dark energy matter realms. So if, like myself, you can travel into these dark energy matter realms, like Doctor Strange in the film with his astral body, I, of course, do that at will, and every time I fall asleep, you can enter the dark energy matter realms, and rather like 3D chess, where you've got different levels, in the dark energy matter realms, you've got seven different levels where you can walk infinitely along the surface going into different realms, but then you can burrow down into the realm below and then walk along infinitely with different worlds, and then burrow down again and again and again. So there are seven different levels. And in this dark energy matter megaverse, because remember, each of the levels is a multiverse, you've got stargates, which when you're traveling like myself, appear like stairwells and follow the mathematical structure of Riemann manifolds, but they look like car park stairwells, not because they are, but because the attention of humans, the first attention, we only perceive reality in terms of our consciousness. So when you go into the dark energy matter realms, they appear as the real world, but the colors are much, much more intense than the real world. So it's super real because the colors are ultra bright, And the objects are solid, you can touch them, and you can also be bound into chambers as the human dead are, and they can't get through the walls, unless, of course, like myself, you have the ability to simply walk through the walls in these realms because you have the power of an Ipsissimus and simply can't be bound. So I can simply walk through the walls in dark energy matter realms while a human like yourself would be trapped, as you will be when you're dead, with your soul and processed. And soul bled, unless of course you become like myself, a Doctor Strange. Now, the dark energy matter realms control every aspect of human reality because when you go into any building in the middle place, which could be thought of as the dark energy matter overlay over the real world, then you find a dark energy matter entity in every building that feeds on the human entities that live in the building. So, say for example, the Empire State Building will have a dark energy matter entity or entities which feed on every single human that enter it. And your house will have a dark energy matter entity that lives there and feeds on you. Why? Well, every house is a three space, which in mathematics is equivalent to I, and your dark energy matter entities are described by I. And therefore, the house enables the dark energy matter entity to carry out real world effects on you, like eating your soul, which it feeds off. So the house enables dark energy matter entities to use the light energy matter realm, our realm, and have real world effects. So the buildings which these entities inhabit do a special type of process, which I describe as eye to the eye. The mathematics is really irrelevant, but if you're into it, you could always look on the psychicwarfare.com, the advanced section, which of course is available to serious customers. Who get the password to enter it used to be free. Now it's pay-per-view. You have to be a customer to enter it. But this means, therefore, that dark energy matter entities, which the medieval scholars called supernatural spirits, control every aspect of the human cattle which they feed on. Hence, the Jews call humans, goyim, cattle, because they are. This means that the dark energy matter entity that owns your house owns you. So you can think of it as a barn in which you're being fed off. You're the cattle in the barn, which the farmer, the dark energy matter entity that owns your house and feeds off you, lives on. And every thought in your head, every urge, is controlled by one of its larvae, which it implants into your head when you are a baby. This might seem Lovecraftian. H.P. Lovecraft was the famous horror writer. But in fact, if you're an occultist like myself and have actually and actually do travel every night and can actually see in normal consciousness the dark energy matter realms, one can actually see that the human condition is nothing less than being the farmyard animal for dark energy matter entities. Now, if you're a cultist like myself, who has grown beyond being cattle, then you can call up dark energy matter entities to do your bidding and go forth and control reality and control people in confirmation with your will. This is the basis of ceremonial magic. And of course, the higher up the food chain you are in the ceremonial magic hierarchy, which of course in the Golden Dawn, which we're using because I'm British, and all of the British magic has the basis of the Golden Dawn in it, and the offshoots do. You have the seven lower levels up to Adeptus Major, and then the non-human, transhuman levels of the Magister Templar, Magus, and Ipsissimus. Now, Colin Bloy, the 007 Dr. D of the MI6, who taught me all my magic, was a magus. He, of course, used this magic to bring down the Soviet Union and, of course, to destroy the unions. So you can see that Colin Bloy was capable of timeline shifts, changing timelines. So we went from a timeline where we had the Soviet Union and the West to a timeline where the Soviet Union was erased from history, and we only had the West. Similarly, we had the effects of the Soviet Union, socialism, and the unions, which were totally erased by the magic of Colin Bloy. Now, this level of magic, as you can see, the ability to change timelines, is something that magi are capable of. So you can see why the Illuminati, who rule the world, have simply no competitors, because unless you're an Illuminati, you can't fight them. So we've had to wait for one of the Illuminati, Tim Rifat, to decide that he's going to wage a civil war against the other Illuminati, one Illuminati against the rest, which seems a recipe for suicide, except that this Illuminati was the apprentice of Colin Bloy, who was the magus. He, of course, deferred to the royal family and for his loyalty was turned from a multi-millionaire to a poverty-stricken itinerant healer. His chronic deficiency, his Achilles heel, was that he was baptized and therefore the property of the royal family under occult law, which of course is British maritime law, so that anyone who's been baptized, because remember, the Queen is the head of the Church of England and is the upline for all of the baptized UK citizens, is a perfect control mechanism so that the magus, Colin Bloy, is under occult law, simply the property of Her Majesty. Now, of course, Tim Rifat, the apprentice, who's now become an Ipsissimus, which is the highest level of Golden Dawn and above, was never baptized because His father was a Turkish Cypriot Muslim and forbade my German Christian mother from baptizing me. Therefore, of course, under occult law, I'm not owned by the Queen and British maritime law, and simply when I get the power, I keep it. So you see that occult contracts are the basis of the Illuminati. Now, of course, if this Illuminati, the apprentice of Colin Bloy, gets powerful enough and becomes an Ipsissimus, the Archmage of the Illuminati, killing off all the other magi and making sure that no one can ever jump the abyss again, then he has total dominion over magic and can wage war against the other Illuminati, with them having no ability to fight back. And as we can see with the new timeline of Donald Trump, we see that the Rothschild royal family, with their Illuminati, remember, Hillary Clinton was supported by Madonna, the old high priestess of Lucifer, and the new one, Katy Perry, and by the entire West, all of the Illuminati of the West supported Hillary Clinton, and we simply had Donald Trump supported by the Archmage of the Illuminati, Tim Riefat, and we had, of course, the timeline change, the fall of the West, and the emergence of the TR timeline, TR for Trump and Tim Riefat, which happened, of course, on the same day as, according to the news, as the fall of the Berlin Wall and the Kristallnacht slaughter by the Nazis. 11, of course, the 11th month of November is Death, the doorway, timeline change. So you can see, of course, now I've proven that I have totally emulated Colin Bloy, having changed the world, changed the timeline. So you can see, of course, that magic rules the world, and that ceremonial magic, which gives you dominion over the dark energy matter entities, which use the human race as cattle and use their buildings as the barns, which of course is the occult law of Freemasonry. Why do the Freemasons involve themselves with buildings and the layout of buildings and cities? Well, it's of course because the dark energy matter entities, which live in buildings, can of course be controlled. So when you build a new building, you can then bind the dark energy matter entity that takes over the building, that nests in it, to do exactly what you want if it wants to occupy that building. And say, for example, you build a shard, huge, huge building in London. You can imagine the power of the dark energy matter entity that wants to live in the shard. And of course, you can bind with contract that entity because the building, when it's built, is pristine. And you can build into the building, if you're a Freemason, the contract that the entity that goes into the shard in London has to obey. Whoever is allowed to access the key, so that the humans that enter the shard in London and get eaten by the entity, soul raped, soul eaten, soul vivisected, and of course get the old larvae from other buildings which are embedded upon them from a baby replaced. Eaten and replaced with the new larvae in their heads from the huge dark energy matter entity that has inhabited that building, so that the humans that leave the building are not controlled by the old entity, but the new entity. And control over that entity goes to a Illuminati Freemason who has learnt the ancient technology, which goes all the way back to Babylon, of controlling that entity, because there's a quid pro quo, a contract. So when you build the building, you make the contract that the entity that enters has to obey you in order to inhabit the building and feed on the humans and control the humans that enter the building as the cattle of that entity when they leave. All of this, of course, is the highest secrets of Freemasonry known to the levels above Freemasons, which means that control over the large buildings, Houses of Parliament, Twin Towers, Empire State Building, the Kremlin, etc., etc. All of this is the power behind the Illuminati. So you can see that ceremonial magic, where you can actually call up entities into your triangle of art and force them to do your bidding, gives you power over the world. Hence, the occultist has been interested in controlling supernatural spirits all the way back to the shaman with the hunter-gatherers, where we had the tribal leader and the shaman. One could see that control over supernatural spirits gives you control over reality. So if you have a society, you not only want the tribal leader who controls and leads the tribe in the physical world, you want the shaman that protects the tribe from supernatural spirit parasites and farmers, and binds the supernatural spirits to work for the tribe to make sure the tribe has good crops, wins in battle, and has good weather, doesn't get the plague, and that members of the tribe who want to marry other members of the tribe can use supernatural spirits to control one of the sex to fall in love with the other member of the other sex who's in love with that person. Love magic. So you can see the basis of occultism, and that in fact, rather than it being something that's outmoded and has no basis in reality, it in fact is using 93% of the multiverse, which is not seen, heard, etc., by the humans, except the special humans, the shamans. Don Juan calls them Nagwals, who simply, like myself, can see supernatural spirits normally, commune with them, and since we are special energy bodies, having four lobes instead of two, we can control supernatural spirits. So you can see why occultists go to great lengths to control dark energy matter beings. Now you might ask, why is there a circle and a triangle? Well, from magic as a science, which is what Tim Riefert, the arch mage of the Illuminati, the Ipsissimus, the Doctor Strange, the Sauron of the modern world would explain, that in the past we had to explain magic in the baby language of words because humans were underdeveloped. In the 21st century, we of course explain it with mathematics and science, so there's no need now to use the arcane terminology of occult books, which is plainly impossible to apprehend, to understand, to grasp, because the modern world worships science. So we take for granted that this might be science, but written by barbarians who didn't have our modern syntax. While with Tim Riefert, who's a scientist, I can simply explain it as a science, which suddenly means that everyone in the real world suddenly makes it real, because if it's a science, it's real. So simply with the circle, you've got a circle which you stand in, and a triangle which you force the supernatural spirit entity into. Why? Well, because as an observer, your energy fields are configured by torsion fields, held together by torsion fields, and these torsion fields look like vortexes which close off into energy bodies, and the mathematics that describes the torsion fields that bind your energy together are described by the Fibonacci series, which is a special mathematical series that describes seashells which curl round and round and out. And because your energy body is configured by the Fibonacci series, then your observation of the world is shaped by the Fibonacci series, because in quantum mechanics, the observer collapses the quantum wave function to produce reality. So that the first attention, the attention as I've explained, which you then use for the second attention, that's the world of dark energy matter realms, and the third attention, which is the five-dimensional Riemann manifold, which lies above the light and dark energy matter realms of the multiverse. Think of it as hyperspace. These are all observed through the mathematics of the Fibonacci series. And the Fibonacci series starts 1, 1, 2, 3. So the fourth term is 3. A triangle has three sides, hence you can then observe space-time, which is three dimension of space, one of time, and control it in a three, a triangle. And I is the world of imagination, the world of psi, the world of the mind, the world of awareness, is free space, third term, which in the Fibonacci series is two. So in the circle gives you the ability to enter the imagination, I space, psi space, the world of awareness, the world of visualization, which the magician uses. So the circle is the place you need to be in order to access and control reality from the position of the imagination or visualization or sight space or the internal model of the world, the picture of the world, which is in three dimensions, hence the circle. Now, of course, we have Russian research on time density, where we have the Russians found that time density causes changes in reality. And time density is lost by something that causes something, and time density is gained by something that's affected. Now, of course, if you want a supernatural spirit to cause things, which is to make you a billionaire, to get you a trophy husband or trophy wife or trophy sex lover or a Ferrari or a promotion or to build a worldwide business or to get three yachts like Sir Philip Green or three jets like Sir Philip Green or be able to rob half a billion from BHS like Sir Philip Green, then of course you want something to cause it. Now, the triangle contains a supernatural spirit that you've stuck in there, which then, of course, if it's big enough, can lose time density, because time density isn't limited to the light energy matter realm. It's also in the dark energy matter realm. They have cause and effect. And as we've seen, the dark energy matter entities have real world effects. So we can bleed time density from a huge dark energy matter entity that has bled time density from its flock. So if the entity in the shard is called into your triangle, you can then bleed time density from it in the triangle into your circle to cause effect. Why? Well, the fourth term in the Fibonacci series bleeds time density into the third term. Why? Because the fourth term is 3, which is a prime, but it's the fourth term, which is 4, which isn't a prime. And the third term is 2, which is a prime, and the third term is a prime. So primes, prime numbers, are stable. Think of them. Think of these things as things that don't break down. They don't have any factors apart from themselves and 1. While 4 has factors, which means that if you put time density into the fourth term, it will then bleed time density into the term preceding it, which is the 2. Hence, the occultist set up the triangle and the circle, because they are simply time density engines that can manipulate time density, where the entity in the triangle is the source of the cause, and the entity in the circle is the source of the effect. And if you can call into the triangle a very powerful dark energy matter entity that has a huge flock, like the entity in the shard, or the entity in the Kremlin, or the entity in the Empire State Building, or Houses of Parliament, or Congress, or a building that's visited by a lot of people, the MetLife Stadium, or the AT&T Stadium, or Wembley or the O2 Arena. And of course, for perfect collection, it needs a roof or a roof that can come over. So the NFL domes are great because once the dome comes over, it's enclosed, like the MetLife Stadium for the Super Bowl. And you've got nigh on 100,000 people inside. You can imagine that the entity, the dark energy and matter entity that's in there, is huge. And if you call that one up, hence the Super Bowl, you can then use it for immense magic. So you see now why sporting events, which of course a Super Bowl will have 100 million observers feeding force, time density into the stadium, which has 100,000 humans, which are fed off by the dark energy matter entity that has inhabited that stadium, which of course then is controlled by the Illuminati. One can see then that you can use this to control the world, hence the basis of Freemasonry. Now you can see that these entities, which are controlled, have to obey the contract of the Illuminati Freemason that designs the building and encodes into the building the contract. And all of these Illuminati Freemasons upline to the top of the tree of the Illuminati, who of course is the Dr. D, the 007. 007, of course, is because there are seven dark energy matter realms. And of course, the O's stand for the circles, two timelines. And of course, the Dr. D then uplines to Elizabeth I, who led the Church of England. He was baptized, so you can see the control mechanism. And the keys, the contracts, all the other access codes to control the system are uplined to the top of the tree of the Illuminati. So you can't hack the system because you have to be a member of the system to access and be able to control the dark energy matter entities, the infrastructure, the buildings, everything. Luckily, of course, I was the apprentice of Colin Bloy, who was the 007, the upline for the entire Illuminati system. So he gave me all the keys, all the access codes, the ability to do all this stuff, all embedded in me. And of course, I've never had an apprentice because I'm a selfish bastard and don't want to pass my power on to any apprentice who then could be hired by the Illuminati to do me in. So of course I have absolute power. So you can see, of course, how the system works and why occultists contact supernatural spirits. In number 13, we'll look at the history of ceremonial magic and the techniques they used to flesh out the triangle and the circle to give you an idea of how ceremonial magicians control the dark energy matter entities, the supernatural spirits that control the human race and use the human race as cattle, with the Illuminati, the god beings that control these supernatural spirits. Hence, of course, why all of this magic is on supernaturalspirit.com. Enjoy.